Dick Griffith. We're working through Romans chapter 7, and we're looking at verse 21 through 25. This is session 4 of Romans 7, and it's entitled, A New Law is Found. A New Law is Found. So let's read 21 through 25. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, conflicted and frustrated, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord who delivers me. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself serve the law of God with my mind or with my spirit, now indwelt by the Holy Spirit, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin. Now Paul defines for us the two natures of the Christian. Remember last week, before Paul met Christ, or rather Christ inserted himself in Paul's prideful, self-righteous life, Paul had only one nature, sin leading to death. Paul thought he was okay doing God's will, but he wasn't. He meets Christ, is humbled and blinded, and his one nature becomes two. In verse 22, he talks about his inner being, his spirit, lowercase s, spirit, and his members, his flesh, his body. He finds himself serving two masters, the law of God with his mind, his spirit, and the law of sin with his flesh, his body, or his members. Why is this so important? Every true believer faces this intensely frustrating dilemma. I try to be good, obedient, but I can't. What's the problem here? It's the I. The I has finally discovered how wretched and hopeless the individual is. This is right where Christ wants him. It's frustrating and confusing, but it's where Christ wants you. In fact, Christ, for all your life, if he is calling you, has been leading you to this point. You have found a new law. There are two of you. When you receive Christ, you are given a new nature, a spirit, with a capital S, Holy Spirit, which will live eternally with his spirit, capital S, Holy Spirit. The new nature has his righteousness and does not sin. The old nature, the flesh, will sin, hopefully less and less until physical death. Realize you cannot solve the problem of sin yourself. You can't be good enough to resolve this problem. By faith in Christ, you are rescued from yourself. He rescues you from yourself. Christ's death on the cross rescues you from the dilemma of the two natures. But you must believe it. Faith alone, in Christ alone. Now, we're not doing chapter 8 yet, but let's look forward to verse 1. There is therefore no condemnation. There is therefore no condemnation. You are not condemned. No condemnation in Jesus Christ. And on it goes, and we'll look at that next time. Faith alone in Christ alone. So, Father, what a blessing is to know that finally, after all these years of trying to be good and perfect and make you happy, I can't. And you know it. Not only do you know it, you died that I might have hope of eternal life with you. You allowed yourself to be tortured to death for me personally, for each one listening individually and personally. And in Christ, because of the new nature and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the righteousness that he gives, we are made acceptable. There is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful blessing, and what a great reminder. And I love you and praise your name in Jesus' name. Amen.